serious of our podcast is because we're just focused.
It's going to be perfect. There's not going to be any screw-ups.
Flawless.
This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Me too. Nailing it. Oh no, he already hit record.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I love mystery Hallmark movies.
I'm mystery Hallmark movies. Nice to meet you.
Hey, it's Panda. I like mystery movies. What? Hallmark mystery movie?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm Dan, and I just want to know where Rick Fox is. And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Yeah, second half. We'll get it. Perfection starts later.
Hello, everybody.
It's three in the morning. Going to record an episode. Where's Rick Fox? Nobody knows. A crime has been committed.
A crime has been committed.
And
what are you doing?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Hold on. You look like you were about to do the thing like kids do when they put their knee out.
Hear me out, guys. I've gained a little weight
in
the past few weeks.
No. You know what?
It's the all-you-can-eat goldfish buffet at my house. I keep buying the boxes, and they keep going.
You should get a trough. A goldfish trough.
Admit it, two big boxes this week.
Yeah.
Did you stake a clock this weekend?
I did not stake a clock this weekend. I wish I would have. Mm-hmm. But this shirt fit well a couple months ago. It is tight. It is snuggly right now. Snuggly.
It's time to get back on that slow car.
The shaved head with the big beard is a good look for you.
Oh, thank you. I like it. I'm a fan of it. I've been using a little bit of beard oil.
What are you using?
See, here's the thing: is once your beard gets this long, the oil is not good anymore. You need the wash, and then you need like a balm, like a creamier balm.
Oh, like
balm.
The cream.
Yeah, yeah. The oil. Once it gets long, the oil doesn't do the trick. Really? It doesn't get down there to where the
root. So I need the balm.
You need the balm.
I was deciding between that yesterday when I was balm. Like, balm.
Okay. I learned that from the lady that cuts my hair. Once it gets about this length, the oil doesn't do anything.
Well, I got to run back out to the store and buy some balm.
I would get a beard wash, too, for the shower.
I have a beard wash.
The beard wash is where it's at.
It's good stuff. Love it.
We're talking about morning show mystery.
Morning beard routines here at Deck the Hallmark.
What's this is a...
When you want the smoothest beard, try my beard balm. Mm,
yeah.
We should come up with a Deck the Hallmark beard oil.
We should. We really should. Like, what are we...
Does somebody know how to do that? Can someone just...
What's his name? Yeah. Old Pendergrass. Let's just buy it.
Yeah, we'll buy it.
And he can make it, and we'll just buy it and just put our
name
on it.
Can you give me the Deck the Hallmark special?
Yeah.
What would it smell like? Cinnamon?
It would smell like Christmas,
It would smell like Christmas, for sure. Gosh. Yeah, yeah. Like a Fraser fir.
Like a Fraser fir.
Oh, dude, I would... Totally wear a beard wax that smells like a Fraser fir. Because I do a beard wax, too. I put the wax on top of it.
Oh, really?
To keep those scragglies from going everywhere.
Where do you get the wax? Part of the balm?
No. You do the balm. I don't do the balm
every
day.
Where do you get the wax?
I do the wash, and then I just get a little bit of wax, and I just boom, boom, and just keeps it matted down a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't use anything. That should come.
You don't use
anything. That's shocking because your beard.
I just use conditioner in the shower. And that's it.
Mm, yeah,
that's all I do.
That's one way you could do it, I guess.
If you hate your skin, I guess.
You don't want it to look good. Okay.
Guys.
Old flaky beard brand over here.
I don't like the word flaky.
Looking at it.
I said what I said.
Guys, how are you? How was your long weekend?
It was great. It was so good.
Did you guys cook out?
I did a little bit of grilling, yes. Kids had a birthday party. So, we did that.
Panda didn't RSVP.
I didn't RSVP.
And didn't show up either. I did not. He didn't do either of those things.
I didn't. and I'd like to blame it on somebody, but it's all on me, guys. I sat there. I got the invitation. I was like, oh, this guy.
Oh, hey-o.
Oh, and his kids.
Yeah.
Worst.
I know.
I showed up but it was just, I was just showing up to the park anyways. And I stumbled upon it.
And then your kid rifled through juice boxes. You don't give him any at home. He went on a tear. It was wonderful. He was living his best life.
It was impressive.
I looked over at one point, he was running with his eyes closed, and he was at least four juice boxes deep. He was crushing it.
He's the Joey Chestnut of juice boxes.
He was living his absolute best life. It was wonderful to see.
It was wonderful.
Make it
to
four,
see.
I'm not driving.
And it was a really good party. I mean, when Boys to Men showed up.
Yeah, it was
that
I paid
was
extra for that.
That was amazing.
That was extra.
I didn't see that coming.
That's true.
And then the Jump House.
Jump House, for sure, yeah.
The band Jump House.
Yeah, not yeah. The no, House. No, we would never buy
The band Jump House.
The band Jump House.
I think they're the next big thing. What's crazy I think they're the next big thing.
I had Boyz II Men open for them, yes. Which everyone said, don't do that. But I was validated.
Because you're so high. You're so high on Jump House.
Jump House is a big deal.
You have been a Jump House apologist for years now.
Now, what's weird is they only record EPs, right?
That's right.
They only do EPs. They're 10 EPs.
One or two songs on each one.
They're 10 EPs deep, which means they are a full album in. That's right. So, congratulations.
Each EP costs what a whole album costs. Yes.
Right.
And that's where they make their money. That's how they make their money.
They're NFTs. So. Their albums are NFTs. Wow. There's only one. You can
NFT
buy only
EP.
Buy one.
Yeah. Wow.
NFT EP. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we did that.
Join our Patreon.
No. Bramble Jam Plus. We don't do
You'll
Patreon.
You'll get more of this kind of stuff.
Beer the banter, talk. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Guys, last month's bonus episode was Tracy, Rig, and Jerry
got
from Take the Day Off did an exclusive, and
people loved it.
People have not stopped talking about
it. People in the YouTubes, they're starting to comment. The actual review starts at this time. Have you noticed that?
They're time stamping? Yeah,
those Good. People... get lost.
Just eat rocks.
Just keep moving. Keep moving along.
Eat rocks.
You don't get the show. Just keep moving along.
Why would you stick around?
You're skipping beard banter to get to the actual review? How dare you?
It's like if you go to Golden Corral and just go for the chess pie. You're missing all the goodies.
No,
my goodness.
There's not a single person that's
goes. I don't even know what chess pie is. I got to be honest.
Isn't it like just like chocolate with some goo in it or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know, but it's delicious.
Is it chess as in like
checkmate?
Yeah,
checkmate.
Like checkmate. Yeah.
Is it because it has like a checkered board pattern on top?
No, there's nothing. It's just I don't understand.
Yeah, he knows emphatically that that's not why it's called chess pie.
I can tell you that that's a dumb idea.
I don't know much about chess pie, but what I do know is
it's not because of the board.
You just eyeball the pie, you can tell it's not. It's not gonna. There's no board.
Google it right now. Google chess pie. Chess pie.
You got the premium googs.
You do have the premium googs. So if anybody can find this out, it's you. Let's all look a picture. What do we got there? It's not chocolate at all.
There's no, but that's lemon chess pie. No,
and lemon chess pie.
Lemon chess pie and a vinegar pie.
Politely go home.
Vinegar pie. What are we
doing?
Oof, oof.
If that's chess pie, then checkmate. I'm out.
Checkmate. I'm out. I saw them live as well.
They opened
for Jump House. Yes, yeah, and rightfully so. Right. Not great. Yeah.
Checkmate. Yeah, it's a custard style pie, but it's a chocolate chess pie. Let me clarify. No one asked.
Okay, forget it.
But why is it called chess pie? As why
is it called
chess? Why is it
pie?
We're making it hard on the YouTube commenters today.
Well, it's uncertain. But there are plenty of guesses and a bit of folklore surrounding the name. Oh. The most probable explanation is that since the English lemon curd pie filling is very close to lemon chess pie, they believe the word chess is an American.
Originally aired on May 23rd, 2021, and it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with this girl walking into her dad's house, finds him what we think is dead. He's on the floor. And we see this person creeping about. And that's all that we see. Turns out Billy, our lead and hotshot morning show host, knows the family, goes to check on them. Billy has stuff going on too. She keeps getting these muffin segments, but she's really good at also doing serious news. And there's a new reporter named Carlos who's like, I don't want any more muffin stories, dang it. Back to Billy's friend. Her name is Maggie. And Billy goes to her house. They find a skull in the basement. And in comes a new detective named Tyrell. And he is most certainly not three-time NBA champion Rick Fox, but he is hot, so we get over it pretty quickly. Here's what we know. Maggie's dad was married to a woman named Phoebe. Phoebe was having an affair with a guy named Jay. Jay was married to a woman named Pam. Pam is currently running for mayor. 7 years ago, both Phoebe and Jay disappeared after a New Year's Eve firework display. No one's heard from either of them since. They believe it's Phoebe in the basement. But it turned up, but as for Jay,
in a basement too, which is really
Phoebe in the basement.
It was a basement show.
Checkmate, I'm out, and Jump House together.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What a weekend!
What a weekend!
So as for Jay, Jay is apparently before he disappeared, did a big money steal situation from his company.
He embezzled.
He embezzled. It's a money big steal. It's a money steal situation. I just want you know, just in case people don't know what embezzlement means, it's a money steal situation. That's as clear as I can make it. Turns out he took all this money, embezzled the money, and they're all trying to figure out who done it, who killed, because there's a big friend group that were really tight, including a woman named Gwendolyn and her husband. They were all a really tight group of people. Carlos interviews Pam, and she shares a story that she thinks that it's Maggie who did it because she was so mad the night that she found out about the fair, and she hated Phoebe anyway, so why wouldn't she kill to make her dad happy or something. Tyrell decides that he wants to go on Billy's show to get the word out in hopes of finding a witness. What Billy and Tyrell don't know is that Carlos found Phoebe. She's alive, she's well, and she's coming on the show. She's not dead after all. Here's and nothing really comes of that aside from the fact that she's alive. Me, Gwendolyn.
I'm Brandon, me, Gwendolyn. Big money steal ordeal.
We meet Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn's wild, huh? She decides to do like this, I don't know, kind of like a murder mystery party where they all get together in a room.
Go ahead, keep
going. They like talk about like where they were when the murder happened. And it's a weird event, and everybody else thinks it's a weird event. Some things happen, and Billy finally puts the pieces together that, hey, maybe the person who killed was the one who put together that weird party the other night. So she goes to confront Gwendolyn, and Gwendolyn pulls a knife on her. So, yeah, probably her. But luckily, Tyrell shows up, and he's like, get that knife out of your hand. He does that, and he arrests her. And the guy from the beginning who we thought was dead, he's not dead. He gets home. They all go over for a party, and Tyrell and Billy look at each other real nice like. And that, my friend, was Morning Show Mystery Murder Ever After.
Hey, we did it.
We did do it, guys.
Boy, what a day.
What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
Coming in hot after that long weekend.
Oh, my gosh. So hot.
So hot. Morning Show Mysteries.
That's exactly right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to break this movie down with what I believe is going to be four segments today.
Oh, that's new.
And we'll see what happens. But here's a break here on Deck the Hallmark. I loved watching this movie, Murder, She Wrote. What is the movie?
Morning Show Mysteries.
Morning Show Mysteries.
Is the movie.
On my DVR within the Philo app. And you want to know why I loved it?
Why?
Because, you know, who wants commercials like this one? Who wants commercials when you're watching a movie that you love?
Nobody.
Nobody.
The action.
That's exactly right. And Philo makes it so easy to fast forward the programs that you have saved within your DVR by showing you where you're fast forwarding. It shows you a little picture right above it so that you know exactly when to press play and get back to the good stuff. And if you want to check out that DVR, which is unlimited, we want to let you know that Philo is offering you, the listener of Deck the Hallmark, 25% off your first 2 months, which will get you through Christmas in July. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. That's philo.tv/DTH. Start saving things to your DVR today, and you will be going lightning fast through these programs. Philo. Hi, everybody.
Lightning fast through those programs.
Lightning fast through those programs.
I'm watching a program. I got to go home and watch my programs. I got to go lightning
fast. But I don't watch them slow like.
No,
I go lightning fast.
Oh, that's the Philo DVR.
DVR. Right,
Foghorn Leghorn.
All right, Ephraim.
I said I follow.
I said lightning fast programs. We're talking about the morning show mystery. This is technically episode 6. Murder Ever After. No 3-time NBA champion Rick Fox to be found. Yep. We do have a new detective. We have some new love interests. And we have 4 segments to break all of that down. We're going to start with a hot take to share exactly how we felt. I'm going to start with my good friend Panda Panda. What'd you think of this edition of Morning Show Mystery? This is the second one that we've seen.
That's right.
We saw, I believe,
Ducks.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the last murder. One. Countdown to Ducks. What?
Countdown to Murder.
Countdown to Murder.
Yes. It wasn't Duck Duck Murder.
Should have been.
I don't know if that was the last one or if there was the one after that. Maybe. I don't know. This is the first one since 2019. And
I think that's the last one we watched.
I think it might have been that. And so, Panda, what did you think of all that is going on in the Morning Show Mystery world?
Yeah. So. This is a better one than the Ducks.
I think we all. That bar is just right below the ground somewhere.
This is a step up from Ducks.
Yeah. Quack.
Go Rick Fox. Oh. Poor Rick.
Poor Rick.
That said, I'm watching this movie, and at one point, I look over at my wife, and I said, do you understand what's happening right now? Because I'm not sure I do. And it's because every single time I think I have a grasp on who's involved with this, I get new names. And it feels like they're just throwing names hot and fast at me.
That's right.
Like Phoebe.
Gwendolyn.
Mike.
Jay.
I was like, who the heck is Mike? And then also there's a dude who's just like, I was like, he took a picture and then he's dead. This was the hardest one for me to follow overall. And I think it was just because they kept trying to do a flashback, but that somehow confused me more as to what was happening. And I don't know if it's just because I'm not the sharpest knife or if it was just a genuinely confusing movie. I think I didn't understand everyone who was involved. It just felt like they were unrolling new people who were like, and then so-and-so was there too 7 years ago. And by the time I was done, I didn't really care. But, like, here's what I did like. I like the new detective, Tyrell. I like him a lot. I think he, to me, has this vibe to him where I would be willing to watch more of these because of him in there. He brings this, I don't know, he's just intriguing. Like, we don't know a lot about him.
He's got a swagger about him.
He's got a swagger about him. And
the Tyrell HR piece tension is there.
Oh, yeah. Immediately. For real. And that's better because the first one I thought there's very little romantic interest whatsoever.
Well, you're dealing with an NBA player who's trying to act for some reason.
He's a 3-time NBA champion.
I know, but
once you get your second one, you can do anything.
That's right. Once you get that second ring, it's like I can act now. You know, Rick Fox.
Yeah, but
no one's
hiring Robert Ory. Like, no.
And he's got set 7.
Yeah.
Big shot.
But that's
Bob.
Only because he doesn't want to. If you put him in there, he probably wouldn't.
And
Academy.
You know what? He's clutch. He would be great
Robert
in that
Ory
situation.
Would be unreal.
You know
Let's
what?
Get Robert
get
Ory
rid of
on
Tyrell.
Mystery.
Get rid of Tyrell.
Big shot Bob. Let's go.
But yeah, that's my hot take. This one, if you could grasp it on the first go around, you're sharper than I am. It's just, I was struggling.
I was deep in
the waves.
That is a very hot take, in my opinion. In my opinion, that is a extremely hot take. But I could be wrong.
Wait, this one's tricky.
I found this movie, and I know it's not my hot take, Bran. I promise I'm not steamrolling you again. I found this movie to be a lot more easy to follow than almost any murder mystery we've had so far. Because there's not random people showing up at the crime scene that could have done it. It is narrowed down to a party where we know everyone's name and what they do.
Yeah, but you don't get to that party until like an hour in, right?
Or no, 50, they say 40,
the, 50, the New Year's Eve party. Is
oh, the New Year's
from 7
Eve.
Years ago.
I was referring to the other
party. No.
The New Year's Eve party,
the party
that they were
keep flashing
all
back to. That's the list.
I need more faces. Less names, more faces that I could have tracked.
You need more people that you don't know their name?
What names were said in this movie that you didn't see their faces?
Brian?
Well?
Brian is the campaign manager for Pam. Messner, who's running. He's in the movie from the very beginning.
Yeah, but why?
Literally
what's
first,
he doing there?
Which thing?
Just why?
He's her campaign manager, and there he's at the party.
If your question
years ago,
yes. He was a part of the family friend group.
He's the guy that took the picture. He's part of the family friend group.
If the question is, why is he snapping creepy pictures? That's a question you can raise.
That was part of it.
But this is the first one where I didn't feel completely overwhelmed with a cavalcade of nobody cares stars that could have done it. Every other one, it's like they're in the place where it happened and people are just walking by with one line, so you know that they're there and they could do it. This is the first mystery movie I've seen. Now, it's not perfect. It's the first one I've seen where we've got a narrowed down list, and it wasn't confusing to me.
Dan, listen, just because...
It could have been to me. Could have been me. I watched it early in the morning.
Somebody had a bomb.
There was a bomb. Yes.
There was a bomb. I don't know what you want from me.
Mike.
Gwendolyn's husband. This is the only movie that I can do this.
Where were they? Like
they're at the party.
They're at different houses all the time. There was a small house and there was a big house. I was so lost.
Man.
I was locked in and I had no clue.
A lot of children's TV.
Bluey is awesome. Bluey. That's a great show.
Bluey. Well, I love Bluey. It is more complicated than Bluey.
There was a big house?
It was my father's house.
It's Gwendolyn's house. Oh, boy. I really enjoyed this one. I will say the biggest disappointment for me in this movie is the fact that Gwendolyn did it, because to me, she's the most uninteresting person in this movie. And so it's a shame that they picked the person that I cared least about to be the murderer, her and her husband. But aside from that, I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And I really liked Tyrell. I thought he was fantastic. That tension with HRP is just lights out. I thought Carlos, the new newsboy, I thought he was dumb at first, but he weirdly grew on me. And I do think they're trying to do this weird love triangle between her, Carlos, and Tyrell. And in what world is Carlos even considered in that situation? But that's neither here nor there. Overall, I really liked the new characters, and I really liked the story. I thought it was really good. I understand, reading the synopsis, there's a lot of, this person was married to this person, had an affair with the other person across the street's wife. I can see how you could get confused if you're not taking notes like I was. If you were a casual viewer, I could see maybe getting lost in the weeds there. But and part of the problem is Gwendolyn again. She was introduced, I think last of all of the friend group, and by that point, I didn't want anyone else.
That's right.
And I didn't really care about her, and so. But that's a me. I think that's probably a me thing more than anything on Gwendolyn and her husband, Mike.
Yeah.
That's my biggest beef with this is that they picked the person that I cared the least about, but how are you to know who I care about?
Yeah. No, that's not writer your job, I don't think.
Writer of the movie.
Well, Brian doesn't know. You think Brian's going to care?
You think Brian's going to connect with Gwendolyn?
Maybe. Who knows? So, and make no mistake, they try to make the movie convoluted.
Right.
I want to be clear. They try their best to make it a Hallmark movies and mysteries mystery where they just write all this extra plot and exposition for no reason. The two things I appreciate about this movie are the new lead detective. I think he's wonderful. Great. He's great. Great tension. Good character. Doing a good job. And the fact that it was a reduced number of possible suspects. I like both of those things quite a bit. But the murderers are the dumbest people alive. And the fact that they got away with this 7 years ago is uncanny, because what they do in present day makes zero sense. And that's unfortunate. And I hated that they were the ones that did it, because it was a little bit too obvious. And B, where is Rick Fox? I like this new guy better, but to have a detective and then to just not explain, to the best of my knowledge, they never explained what happened to Rick Fox.
What was his name in the original? Was it Liam?
Detective
Rick Fox. No, they do point out that HRP was in a relationship, and she had been in a relationship, which is why her and Rick Fox never got together.
Yeah.
They mentioned at the beginning of this movie that her and her boyfriend did break up. And so it is odd timing that happened after Rick Fox exited, which people were waiting for them to finally get together. But they never could.
Unless I'm wrong. And please, if you're in watching
on the Facebook group. We haven't
watched all of them, so. Yeah, Bramble Jam Plus, you can get in the Facebook group, watch this live, comment. If you're watching, correct me if they explained where he went. Because to the best of my knowledge, they just basically say, we got a new head detective. And they never, ever explain where a massively major character in six of these movies went. They don't explain it at all.
You think he's going to come back? And they'll do a tag team?
I have no idea. But to not even say something, like...
Like he's on vacation.
It was mind-boggling to me. So, yeah, but I would say better than average on the mystery front. Better than average, not as good as Mystery 101. Better than the duck one.
Apparently, they say he got another job in another city, but it's just like a throwaway line.
They said one line. Okay, so we missed the line because we were probably talking about something else. We missed the one line. So they did say one line. Okay, I feel better about that. We can move forward.
Look at me. I literally watched the whole thing in silence and still didn't understand.
Brian was at the party 7 years ago.
What is he doing?
He's surly, man.
He's a surly fella, man.
He's just taking creepy pics, but it's all on the up and up.
It's all nonprofit.
There you go.
All the front.
Nonprofit.
Guys, it's time for the all the feels. I'm going to sneeze, so I'm going to go to Panda. Panda?
No feels. That's not entirely true. I had surprise feels when there was a bomb at the very end. I thought the knife scene was going to be was it. Because normally that's what we get. We get some lame showdown at the very end. But we had a bomb.
Yeah. They had her tied up, ready to explode an entire building on top
of it. Wow. Man. Hallmark stepping it up.
They're stepping it up big
crazy.
Time.
Crazy. Yeah, that was big time.
I thought that HRP and Tyrell had wonderful chemistry and lots of feels for me throughout the movie. The one that made me like just happy that it was happening was after she got breakfast with the campaign manager and she walks out and Tyrell's there and he's like, I was looking for the guy and they said that you got breakfast with him. You can't be doing that. And then this person comes up because she saw Tyrell on the morning show and is like, can I get a picture with you? She thinks that it's her, but it's not. Everybody just wants to meet the grumpy guy, grumpy detective, hot detective, hashtag hot detective. And they got to take a picture, and she's like, can you make the face? And then HRP just does like this, like tries to teach him how to do the face. I don't know. I love that whole interaction. I thought it was really fun.
Yeah. No really real feels for me in this one. I do think that HRP, new detective, have good chemistry. I think
some new feels- detective?
Yes. He's completely naked.
Wow.
That's a different Hallmark channel.
Yeah.
Hallmark After Dark. They're they're launching that at some point. But they have good chemistry. I think we're in for some future feels, so I'm live. And that's all I have for you right now.
Future feels. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about the Wait What's and I believe the What the Hallmarks on this program that we call. Oh, God.
What do we call? The Hallmark.
Guys, I got to say, it is June, and I am towards the end of the month, we're going to have our best of episode or two, and I think it'll be split up.
Yeah, it's going to be massive.
Because it's going to be massive, because some dummies went to five days a week. Some dummies went to 5 days a week. Very excited about that. It's coming up. But I just want to say, as I'm listening back to things, we're funny boys. We're funny boys. And please, when that comes out later this month, don't skip it. But we're coming up on our anniversary at the end of this month.
June 30th.
Okay. The first one came out. June 30th. Can you believe it?
That's crazy. 3 years.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Time.
What if cartoons
were right? It's crazy.
All right, let's get to the Wait What here on Deck the Hallmark. Wait What? Panda?
Movie. I didn't understand.
There's a lot of Wait What's.
It was big.
Chess pie.
Chess pie, am I right? What are they doing out there? Let me ask you a question. Why is she baking muffins if she is one of the hosts? Like when we go to like, typically that's done for you beforehand.
She made
right?
a cookbook. That's part of her character. Right. She is someone who cooks. Like that's a thing
right.
that she
but
does.
Typically, don't they have somebody
typically
doing that?
Typically, they do it for you. When we show up, we don't bring anything, as evidenced by the frozen hot chocolate snafu of 2019.
You know, I would not call it a snafu.
We've done this on the show before, but when you saw that the ingredients were all there and you weren't going to get a run through, your face went ghost white.
Which is a shame, because I think if we had just talked it over in prep, you nailed it. It would have been.
You had all your dialogue ready to go.
I had jokes for days.
And then Strahan wasn't there.
And that's on Mike. If you really
can
think
I call
about
you
it,
Mike?
Mike, can I call you? I couldn't do my Mike, can
the
I call you Mike?
The amount of times before we went out that you were like, should I do the Mike? Mike, can I call you
can
Mike?
Mike, can I show you Mike? Yeah. Can I call you Mike? Can I call you Mike? Mike, can I call you Mike?
Can I call you Mike?
You were going to call... Michael Strahan, professional athlete. You were going to call him
Mike
by a nickname,
yeah,
and then ask him if you could do that, and you thought that was going to be funny.
No, it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, Mike, can I call you Mike?
Mike, can I call you Mike? Tremor frozen hot chocolate. I think it works. Anyway, so our boy
said he got Lara. Lara, can I call you Lara?
Can I call you Lara?
One of the times I'm on there, the first time we were on Good Morning America, I don't know her name.
Oh, Lord, no.
And I mention everybody else. I'm like, Robin, Michael, George, you guys understand, like, blah, blah,
and
blah.
Then you just skip
and
over.
I just don't even, I'm just like, you there? I don't
know. Who are you?
Just you three.
Get out of here.
You
ironically, three. Without Lara, we're not on the
without
show.
Without Lara, we're not on the show, ironically. That's yep. right. Sorry.
But who knows Lara?
Lara, whatever.
This is an honest question. Carlos goes in for the muffin early on. I'm yes. going for the muffin. He goes in. He doesn't take the wrap.
Yeah, it's big. It's
he
big.
Just goes. In
the, you're a real monster.
You unravel the muffin. You don't just go
unravel.
He goes.
I tell you.
You unwrap it.
He goes muffin. He goes muffin top first at an angle.
It's bold.
It's bold.
Like an apple. He
like
bit that
an
thing.
Apple.
I don't know what he was doing.
I've never seen
such
uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was bad.
Because you're gonna.
You're gonna get paper in your mouth.
Yeah, you're gonna get paper in your mouth. If you get too excited about the muffin, you get paper in your mouth. That's pretty simple. When she pulls out the knife, he has his gun still in his holster.
Yeah,
he doesn't like that. Too is a bold move, yeah. right?
Now's the time to pull a gun. Yeah,
and that's the time
you brought a gun to a knife fight. Use the gun.
Yeah,
Somebody's got a knife.
And then finally, this has to do with the fingerprints on the screwdriver, because I'm all sorts of confused about the fingerprints on the screwdriver. So they get they find the screwdriver. They say there's no prints on it. It's been washed
washed.
It's been washed.
Wiped.
You wiped. And then they say, all right, there's a pair of fingerprints on it, but we don't know whose they are. And then within the time period of them figuring out that HRP's character is gone.
Uh-huh.
They figure out whose fingerprints it is in a 10-minute time?
I assumed that he just said that to make her think that they had more on her than
okay,
they had.
Okay, so you think he was lying. He was bluffing.
Just to get the knife down.
That's right.
Like, hey, we already have you.
I think it was bluffing, too.
Yeah, I think it was a bluff boy.
You think it's a bluff boy.
Full bluff boy.
Man, you don't want to, but sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you got to go full bluff boy.
Sometimes you got to go full bluff boy and hope they don't call you on it.
What happens if they do?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Someone's got a knife.
That's all I got.
I had the muffin as well. That was appalling.
bad.
So they bring in Pam, who's running for mayor, to do a baking segment. Carlos is new on the scene, and Carlos is adamantly against...
Nude on the scene?
I love this bit. And so
I have a mystery that's coming on Hallmark After Dark. It's going to be great.
What's it called?
It's called My Pants.
I should have seen it coming every single time.
Every time.
But he gets me.
Carlos comes on the scene and is like, no, we're not doing this baking segment. We're going to actually interview you. And then he says this line, voters want a leader, not a baker. Carlos, I want both.
That's right.
I don't think just because you're a baker doesn't mean you also can't be a leader. Like, I would like to see old Joey B doing a baking segment on Good Morning America.
Oh, for sure.
I'd love that. Joe Biden walking on there, give us a flower. I would love that. I would love that. Being a baker does not mean you can't also be a leader, Carlos. People want
to. But if you had to pick between a leader or a baker,
a baker. I want to eat.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Thank you. So they have this little note that Jay wrote. As like a secret note.
Triple space.
As a secret note that says, I love you to give to Phoebe.
Correct.
Yes. And Jay, which is his name, J-A-Y, signed it as Jay.
Just Jay.
Like thinking like this will, no one will know it's me this time because my name's J-A.
I will sign things with just my first letter if I'm
It is a unfortunate circumstance when your name is also a letter is my point.
Yeah.
Like it, like I think at that point you pick a different little shortener, right? Like if your name, if your name is Jay and you're trying to write something that people won't suspect you, shortening it to the first letter of your name, which also happens to be a letter, is a trick.
It's tricky.
You're in a tricky bubble there, aren't you?
Yeah, I think
I didn't know he was trying to do it to be mysterious.
I thought he was doing it to try to like it just as to say, a secret.
I love you, Jay.
It could have been, but it's just like everyone.
But your name's Jay.
Your name's and Jay, and at that point,
you just shorten it to the letter. Like that's lazy. Right?
Yeah, it's just lazy.
Like, what other letters does that happen with? B.
Yeah, if you're Aunt B from the Andy Griffith Show.
K?
Yeah. K. Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, amen. I got one more, and it's they're at the explosion time. Where they're getting ready to blow up.
Yeah. Big bombs.
And the police show up. And the guy who's helping Terrell, the I don't know, sidekick, who's great, all movie.
I love him.
Pops out of the police car. And what do you think he yells when he pops out? He yells, "Police officer." Now, I've heard a lot of "Police, put your hands up," or something like that. He yells full-blown, "Police officer." And I love him for
officer
that.
Officer of the law.
Police officer, it's me. I'm here. Dan, go ahead.
This skull that they choose to use for the body is stark white. Like, it has been bleached white. And that skull only exists in, like, a biology classroom. And so I just want to know where we were in the prop department where we decided not to use a skull that has that yellowish tint. Like, you know, it's been buried for 7 years. We used a bleach white skull for some reason.
So they do say that they used a...
Lie
to help the body deteriorate quicker.
Yeah.
Could it possibly have made the bones whiter?
I would assume it would do the opposite.
If you scrub it, it would bleach it.
Yeah, it would bleach. Yeah, if you bleach
if
it,
you
like
lie it.
No,
hold on.
I don't know. Maybe
that's my question. I'm just going to throw it out
there.
That's
a good question.
Could it actually be accurate if you use lye on a body to make it deteriorate quicker?
All I know is this.
Does it?
Is in my years of watching crime shows, CSI, NCIS,
I've never seen that white of a skull.
I've never, ever seen a skull that looked like it was straight from a biology classroom.
That's fair.
Never seen one. And so for them to get that right when decades of crime shows have gotten it wrong is beyond my comprehension.
Premium Googs, what do we have here?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested because I just Googled, if you lie, does it bleach bones? And then the very first one that came up was bonelust.blogspot.com.
No,
and I'm I don't think I'm going to get out.
Hallmark didn't get something right that every crime show ever has gotten wrong.
Okay.
Let's just assume that. First of all, the
props department went to the Bonelust blog spot.
Yeah, they were like Bonelust.
Can we talk about this guy that in his own house discovers a body, and what his next steps are to exhume the body and then wipe off the murder weapon? Because that's what happens in this movie. The guy, and then he has a stroke. So before he has the stroke, this guy discovers a body and a murder weapon, does not call the police, instead wipes down the murder weapon. Why? Why did you do that if you did not murder these people?
He's still going to prison for that, right?
You would think so. At some point, you're an accessory. If you're wiping down the murder, why did you do that, dude? Like, what happened where you did that? Let's talk about the actual murderers, Gwendolyn and Mike, for a second. They murdered someone 7 years ago, and then they decide, as it gets uncovered, what they should do is host a party, bring in everyone else, to set up a timeline of that murder. So just want to make this clear. The people...
Hey, how do we make it less suspicious? let's invite them all over and make them dress up.
Yeah.
If we make them dress up, it's fun, right?
The people that murdered someone call together everyone that could figure it out to help them along in that process.
Were they just trying to throw us off the trail? Because it worked for me. I was lost. I was like,
surely the murderer wouldn't invite them all over.
They're crazy.
You know, HRP's aunt, who's there for comic relief.
I love her. She's
hilarious.
She gets a thing and says she wants to be my online friend, which I love so much. Carlos decides that a man has had a stroke and he's coming to give his best wishes with flowers and what I can only describe is the biggest bag of kettle corn I've ever seen in my life. And I have so many questions about this kettle corn. One, why? Have you ever seen a hospital? Like, has that ever been a hospital gift? But two, it's not like you got him a little bag of caramel corn. Like, here's a sweet treat while you're... No, you got him all the caramel corn. All of it. The bag is bigger than my torso. It's massive. He's carrying it like a stuffed animal he just won at the state fair. This kettle corn is growing and going to take him over. It's so big, and I don't understand. And
if I was shot, I would like a big bag of kettle corn.
Yeah. But, like, can you imagine? The guy just had a stroke. Eating's probably a bit of a challenge. And they bring in enough kettle corn for the whole floor.
Yeah, they do.
I don't understand that.
Wait, he had a stroke?
Yes.
I thought he got shot.
No, he had a stroke.
Well, who was in there with him?
Who was in there at the beginning?
The dad, who she's mad.
No. At the beginning, when dad's on the ground, she comes in and remember there's
another guy walking around.
Yeah, who is that?
That's the girl. I would assume that's Gwendolyn. Why? Or Mike.
Why is she
there? If it's a stroke, why is she there?
I don't know.
I thought that there was malpractice. I thought there was a shot.
Okay, well, but he wasn't in the hospital and they didn't find a gunshot wound. Like when Sheaf says he had a stroke, the medics already have him. So they didn't mistake a gunshot wound for a stroke.
What's that person up to at the house? Huh?
Well, yeah.
Oh, the boy. Now that's saucy.
Yeah, there's a mystery for you. Speaking of food, this guy, they say he doesn't drink. He doesn't eat any processed foods. He doesn't have a hobby. And HRP is trying for the life of her to carb him up, like hard.
Yeah.
Like panini press, a bag of waffles. What do you do in HRP? Like just respect the diet. Just respect what he's doing there. Like, I don't understand. Her aunt later in the movie has boxes and she says, should I organize these alphabetically or by size? Please do it by size because some of them are giant and others are tiny. And if you put the tiny ones first, you're going to crush them with the big ones. No, that's how that works.
No, I'm always pro ABC.
You're pro ABC.
Yes.
Even if it could crush a box.
You do it in such a way that where it doesn't.
I don't think you should do ABC. I love you, and I want to stand by you. I can't on this one. Size trumps ABC.
Well, good luck finding the N.
Yeah.
Nard dog.
1, 2, Nard three dog. Trumps ABC.
What do you mean, 1, 2,
size,
3?
Size, a number.
Big, yeah, heavier. He's right. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 trumps ABC. Said it for years.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If the Jackson 5 were here right now, they would agree with me.
Okay, but they're not.
Thank God.
Okay, it's fair. The bomb detonator has a giant antenna on it, like we are in like a Naked Gun sequel. Like, why is the antenna long enough for like a radio from the early 80s? Like, it is a giant antenna on this detonator.
Well, how else are you going to tell the explosives to go?
I don't know. And then lastly, the killer has a knife out at the end. And of course you have a knife out because if worse comes to worse, you got to kill somebody. But she is cutting the heck out of that muffin. She has sliced it 6 times this way. She flips it. She starts slicing it this way. I don't understand why that's happening.
If you keep slicing it that many times, it crumbles.
Yeah.
It's just
a lot of slicing.
It's a crumble.
It's a crumble situation for sure. Those are all I have.
You can only do that with banana bread.
Banana bread you should slice like regular bread.
But if you're going to go crazy with the slicing, you've got to do it with the loaves, not the muffin.
You say so.
Yes, I would agree with that. It's time for What the Hallmark is Sparta Show. We wonder what could have been. Maybe we haven't got some clarity.
So Carlos, what's his, just in general, what's his deal? And my thing is, moving forward, how is he going to patch things over with her co-host? Because her co-host... Mm-hmm. does not clearly like Carlos. Like, I want to know.
He is clearly pro baking segments and not hard hitting.
Right, exactly. And so, like, is he at a point? And I think this just goes to the morning show mysteries in general. Like, just the morning show. Is her co-host at a point where he's just wanting to coast with his career? Mm. Is he not wanting anything more?
I think, he's in all of them, and he always is kind of like very high maintenance, but like believes it to be what he's doing. He wants to do it a certain way. So he's very like adamant that things be a certain way. He thinks he's kind of at the pinnacle of his career. Mm. I think he wants to coast. I think he wants to do what he does to perfection. Mm. And but he always comes off as very, like, it's supposed to be for comic relief. And then Carlos, people were trying to make him out to be a bad guy, but most of the movie, he's just being a good journalist.
Yes.
Which is weird.
Just, he times it weird. I think the job he took is not the job they wanted him to have.
No. It's a whole thing. They're going to spice it up or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, my question now is just, is Phoebe, she has a successful real estate company, and she has now gone on a morning show that has gone viral.
Yeah.
And really thrown herself in this thing. And I imagine that gets back to Canada, maybe a little bit slower. It is Canada. But people pick up on it. I imagine news travels slower in Canada. That's just how I imagine
things.
Well,
it's all on horseback.
It's all on horseback,
yeah. Canada Express.
But, does her career pick right
horses
back off?
With bags of milk hanging off of them, just going places.
Did you hear about Phoebe? Does it pick back up? Does her career pick back up where it left off? Because I feel like you've now really, you went off the radar. You're back on the radar. And I imagine that might affect her career. I don't know. I don't know.
This is how you know it's a good mystery, because you have characters that are more than just one note in the whole thing. Mine is Mike, Gwendolyn's husband. And I just question a lot about Mike, but what I really want to know has nothing to do with them being murderers. He's been working on the same project for 7 years. 7 years. And they've just now entered phase two, which is to destroy the old buildings and build the hotel.
Yeah.
What's he been doing for 7 years? He entered a hotel construction job 7 years ago. They've not built a hotel yet.
I have another Mike question. At one point, Gwendolyn slips in this line about Jay, and she says that Jay used to make fun of Mike.
Yes, all right.
What do you make fun of Mike about?
Maybe Jay.
Maybe it's like,
he thinks he's better than him because
he would only take 4 years on that project. Not 7 years. I'll tell you that much. Oh, we did it, everybody. We did it. Congratulations. Woohoo. What do we have? We got the double decker of
double
the week.
Double decker? It's boy. Christine Pinkerton.
Pinkerton. Yep. Oh, Christine. Christine, here's the deal. I love when people take their passion and they merge it with a podcast.
Yeah.
You with Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Dan with movies.
Mm-hmm.
Me with a book.
Yep.
But guys,
you love Hallmark movie books.
I do.
They're your fave books.
Favorite books. Favorite. And so what I love about Christine, she's great.
Remember.
No. Guys, listen. Just the googs, there's just so much here.
There's so much there.
She one day was, and the important backstory here, she was scrolling through and found animal pictures, and she realized owls are sleeping standing up. She thinks they would be more comfortable if she made them a little bed that they could lay down. And so she goes and records her stories as she goes and finds owls and puts them in on the little owl bed.
Oh, boy.
What's it called?
It's just called Putting Owl to Bed.
Putting Owl to Bed.
Yep. The podcast.
We got a clip?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I love it when the owls hoot, hoot, hooty, hoot. You can tell how tired they are based upon the number of hoots you get. Oh, see, that one's real tired. That's a fluffy bunny owl. But if they go like hoot, 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 they're more awake, but that owl needs some Tempur-Pedic.
Thank you for my bed. Ooh, thank you for my bed. Thank you for my bed. I don't need to sleep standing up anymore. Thank you for my bed. Thank you for my bed. Thank you for my bed. I don't need to stand sleeping up. We did it, everybody. Congratulations. Hey. We'll be back tomorrow. A very exciting interview with the guy.
Randy Thomas.
Randy Thomas, who played Mr. Green in Baby, It's Cold Inside.
Yeah.
This is what we call a relevant interview. We can't wait to get to that. And tell them that we'd be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas. Hoot.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.